JC3, 280 words per minute, copyright courtreportinghelp.com. Ready? Members of the jury, now that you have heard all of the evidence, it becomes my responsibility to instruct or charge you concerning the law that applies to this case. It is the judge's duty to consider, determine, and explain the rules of law that apply in a particular case. It is the jury's responsibility and duty to consider and determine the facts of the case, that is, what the jury believes to be the true facts from among all of the evidence in the case. I have no right to tell you which facts are established by the testimony in any exhibits. You and only you are the judges of the facts. It is your duty as jurors to accept and follow the laws contained in these instructions and to apply that law to the facts that you believe have been proved from all of the evidence in the case. Each instruction is as important as any other. You are not to single out one statement or instruction alone as stating the law and ignore the other instructions or parts of instructions. You are to consider and apply these instructions together as a whole, and you are to regard each instruction in the light of all others. Any personal opinion which you or any of you may have as to facts not established by the evidence in this case cannot properly be considered by you as a basis for your verdict. As individuals, you may believe that certain facts existed, but as jurors sworn to try this case and to render a true verdict on the law and the evidence, you can act only upon the evidence which has been properly introduced to you at this trial. You cannot speculate as to what may have happened in the absence of evidence on a given point. If you have any personal opinion as to what the law is or ought to be, you must put that opinion aside and accept and apply the law as it is. In performing your duties as jurors, you must not permit yourself to be influenced or swayed by sympathy, bias, prejudice, or favor as to any party. All parties expect that you will carefully and impartially consider all of the evidence, accept and follow the laws contained in these instructions, and reach a just verdict regardless of the consequences. You should consider and decide this case as an action between persons of equal standing in the community, of equal worth, and holding the same or similar stations in life. A corporation is entitled to the same fair trial at your hands as a private individual. All persons, including corporations, stand equal before the law and are to be dealt with as equals in a court of justice. You are to determine the facts of this case from the evidence alone. The evidence in this case always consists of the sworn testimony of all the witnesses, whether the witness appeared in person or by deposition, regardless of who may have called the witness, and all exhibits received in evidence, regardless of who may have produced them. Accordingly, during your deliberations, you should carefully consider the testimony of each and every witness and all exhibits. There are, generally speaking, two types of evidence from which a jury may properly find the truth.